创世纪三十二章三十节。
Genesis 32 verse 30。
创世纪三十二章三十节和三十一节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 30 and 31。
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying,
It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his
head. 这里说皮努以勒就是神之面的意思。
Here the word Peniel means the face of God.
在皮努以勒雅各见了神。
In this place Peniel, Jacob has saw God, has seen God.
我们读十七章第一节，创世纪第十七章第一节。
We'll then read Genesis 17 verse 1.
创世纪第十七章第一节。
Genesis 17 verse 1.
亚伯兰年
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.
这里主说对亚伯兰说，在他99岁的时候，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
Here God said to Abraham, who was 99 years old at the time, walk before me and be blameless.
这也可以翻译成说，你当在我同在的里面做完全人。
This can also be translated as walk in my presence and be blameless.
我们再读诗篇27篇第八节。
We'll then read Psalm 27 verse 8.
诗篇二十七七篇第八节。
Psalms 27 verse 8。
好，我们同样的一起来读。
Let's read that together.
你说，
My heart says of you, seek his face.
那时我心想说，
Your face, Lord, I will see.
耶和华啊，你的面我正要寻求。我们读经就先读到这里。
This will be our scripture reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为今天我们能够活在你同在的当中。
For today, we can dwell in your presence.
我们也能够在神的面前。
That we can stand before the presence of God.
这是你何等大的恩典。
Lord, it's only by your grace.
主，我们真是说，我们的神是一个伟大的神。
Indeed, our God is almighty.
因为这样一个伟大的神既然愿意住在我们的里面，
For such a great God is willing to dwell within us.
也不嫌弃我们，
He did not despise us.
也不丢弃我们，
He did not forsake us.
常常来拯救我们，
Often he saves us.
主，在我们遇到环境困难的时候，
When we encounter difficulties in our life,
你总是在我们的里面成为我们的鼓舞。
Lord, you always encourage us within.
我们早晨愿意再把这个时间来仰望给你。
This morning, we want to commit our time into your hand.
愿意再来聆听主的声音。
Lord, we want to hear your voice.
求你保守下面的时间。
Lord, keep the time before us.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
上一次伯弟兄在我们当中交通的时候讲到一件事。
Last time when Brother Boer was sharing with us, he mentioned one thing.
他说一个侍奉神的器皿一定需要见到神的面。
He said a vessel that is to serve God has to see God's face.
一定要知道怎么样活在神的同在的当中。
He has to know how to live in the presence of God.
这一些话在我心里面给我很深的感触。
Those words leave a deep impression in my heart.
我就常常在思想这一件事。
And often I ponder upon it.
因此早晨我就想在这方面再跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
Therefore, this morning I want to share further on this point.
在旧约圣经里面 这个讲到神的面，这个神的面和神的同在往往是同一个字。
In the Old Testament, whenever it is mentioned about God's face, it's usually the same word as God's presence.
是在原文里面是同样一个字的。
In the original text, it's the same word.
所以在神的同在里面呢，就是见到神的面。
To be in God's presence is to see God's face.
有的时候，圣经上翻译神的面。
Sometimes the Bible translates as God's face.
有的时候翻成在神的面前。
Sometimes it translates before God's presence.
有的时候翻译成在他的脸光之中。
Sometimes it's translated as to have his light shine upon his face.
这些都是讲到神的同在。
All this talk about God's presence.
那为什么讲神的同在，他要用神的面这个字呢？
So why is that whenever you talk about God's presence, you use the word God's face?
为什么诗篇里面特别鼓励我们说要寻求神的面呢？
Why is that in the Psalms it encourages to seek God's face?
为什么他不说你们寻求神？
Why does it not say to seek God?
难道寻求神不就包括寻求神的面吗？
Doesn't it mean that when you seek God, that you also seek His face?
我想寻求神和寻求神的面是有一点差别的。
I think there's a difference between seeking God and seeking God's face.
一个寻求神的人不一定寻求神的面。
A person who seek God may not necessarily seek God's face.
我就想到我自己所看见的事情。
Then I think about something I have seen before.
通常我如果出外旅行要回家以前。
If I go on traveling and before I come home,
我总是希望能够带给我的孩子一点小小的礼物。
I always hope to bring some gifts for my children.
这是我个人的一个习惯。
That was my habit.
所以无论在什么样的时间的紧凑的当中呢，我总要想办法为他们找几个小东西。
So no matter how busy my schedule was, I always try to find time to find some gifts for them.
因为这是我的习惯，所以孩子们也都知道这件事。
Because it's my habit, so all my children expect it.
所以他们知道我回家以后呢，一定有给他们的东西。
So they know whenever I come home, there are gifts for them.
所以每次当我的车子呢停到车库前面的时候
，So it's my car pulling into the garage.
啊，砰砰砰，他们都跑出来了。
All the children run out of the house.
啊，都很愿意帮我提行李。
They were all very willing to carry my luggages.
哎，不知道他们是来欢迎我的行李呢，还是来欢迎我
？I didn't know if they were welcoming me or my luggage.
啊，就把我的行李呢拿到客厅里面呢摆在那里。
So they took my luggage and put it in the living room.
哎，他们就坐在那里。
And they stood there.
而有的时候呢，我也没有马上去开啊。
Sometimes I didn't open my luggage right away.
回来的时候，有时候呢，我姊妹给我预备一点吃的东西，那我就吃点东西啊。
Because sometimes I will take a little bit of food that my wife prepared for me.
我小儿子就会提醒我了。
Then my youngest son will remind me.
他爸爸，你什么时候要开你的箱子呢
？He said, Dad, when are you going to open your luggage?
哦，那这对那个箱子对他们的那个吸引力呢，比爸爸呢还要大很多的。
That luggage has a lot more draw than I do.
然后呢，等好，总算我把箱子打开了。
So after finally I opened my luggage.
就把他们的东西就给他们。
And I give them their gift.
然后统统跑掉了。
Then they all left.
我就想，哎呀，他们是。寻求他们的父亲的同在呢，还是寻求他们父亲所带给他们的礼物呢
？So do they seek their father's presence or their father's gift?
其实我们在神的面前呢，常常都是这样。
Actually, before God, we're often like that.
我们来到神的面前，其实我们最希望的是得到神的祝福。
When we come before Him, actually, we want His blessing.
我们盼望神的手可以给我们做一些事。
We want His hand to do certain things for us.
当我们有困难的时候，我们到主的面前，我们的心是何等的迫切。
When we come before the Lord with difficulties, how eager our hearts are.
但是那个迫切是盼望神的手为我们做一件事。
But that eagerness is for the thing that the Lord's hand can do for us.
等到神的手替我们做了那件事以后
，After He has done the thing for us,
我们就高高兴兴的就走了。
Then with a joyful heart we leave.
你看这跟那个孩子是不是一样？
How are we different from the children?
所以那个叫寻求神。
That is to seek God.
那个不是寻求神的面。
That is not to seek God's face.
所以诗篇里面说你们要寻求神的面。
And therefore in the psalm it said to seek God's face.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们所要来交通和思想的一件事。
Brother and sister, this is something that we need to meditate upon.
寻求神是非常好的。
It is good to seek God.
有一首诗歌我们常常都在唱。
There's a hymn that we sing often.
他说我们用祷告来到神的面前。
He said through prayer we'll come before
the Lord. 因为我们祷告呢就是摇动神的手。
Because as we pray, we move God's hand.
这是很好很好的一首诗歌。
It's truly a good song.
但是我们不能停留在这个诗歌的里面。
However, we cannot stop there.
因为如果我们停留在这个诗歌的当中。
For if we only stop in that hymn.
我们只不过是一个寻求神手的一个人。
Then we are only seeking God's hand.
你不是一个寻求神的面的一个人。
We are not seeking His face.
而寻求神的面，在侍奉神的人的身上，是一件非常重要的一件事。
But to see God's face is essential for those who want to serve God.
我要从两个人来让弟兄姊妹一同思想这个重要性。
From two people's life, we want to consider the importance of this matter.
头一个人是我们刚才读到的那个旧约中的雅各。
The first person was Jacob.
雅各这一生他都在寻求。
In Jacob's life, he's always seeking.
所以雅各的名字就叫做抓住。
Therefore, the name Jacob means to grasp.
雅各一生都是寻求的一个人。
In his whole life, he's seeking for something.
但是在比努以勒以前。
But before Peniel,
雅各的寻求乃是寻求神的祝福。
Before Peniel, he was seeking for God's blessing.
雅各这个人很要神的祝福。
He really desired God's blessing.
他很认识神的祝福。
Jacob knows God's blessing.
他也立定心志要来寻求神的祝福。
And he was determined to see God's blessing.
但是在比努以勒这一件事情以后。
But after Peniel,
雅各见了神的面。
Jacob had saw God's face.
他知道什么叫做神的同在。
He knew of God's presence.
在这一件事情发生之后
From that point on
雅各就成为一个寻求神的面的一个人
He becomes a person that seeks God's face
也是在这一件事情发生之后
It is also after this point
神才可以使用雅各作为他的器皿
Jacob can be used as a vessel by the Lord
在比努以勒之后
After Peniel
我们读圣经的时候才能够看见雅各替别人祝福。
After Peniel, we can see Jacob bless other people.
他成为神的一个器皿。
He becomes a vessel for God.
从前雅各是不会替人祝福的。
Before that, he cannot bless any other people.
雅各只能够把别人的东西变成他的东西。
He can only take away others and make them become theirs.
他从来不能够把神的福气带给别人。
He cannot bring the blessings to others.
但是在比努以勒这件事情以后
But after Peniel,
雅各这个人身上有了一个巨大的一个改变。
There's a great change in Jacob's life.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
当雅各经过比努以勒的那个时候
After he had passed Peniel,
那个日头就出现了。
The sun rose.
在雅各的生命里面太阳出现了。
In Jacob's life, the sun rose.
好像从前他的生活是在黑暗的里面
as if he was living in the darkness
但是在那一天见到神的面以后太阳就出现了
But that day after he had seen God's face
从此他就能够活在神的面光之中
And after that he can live in the presence of God
弟兄姊妹或许我们跟随主一段时间
But sisters perhaps we have followed the Lord for a while
但是我们在以往跟随主的年日里面我们不过是要寻求神的祝福。
But in the days of the past, we may have only seek God's blessing.
我们从来不知道要寻求神的面。
We did not seek His face.
但愿早晨主来吸引我们。
This morning may He draw us.
我们知道寻求神和寻求神的面是有不同的。
We know there's a difference between seeking God and seeking God's face.
当我们起来来寻求神的面的时候
，As we rise up together to seek God's face,
这个日头。就要在我们的生活里面出现。
And the sun will rose above in our life.
我们再看另外一个人。
Let's see another example.
这个人叫亚伯拉罕。
That's Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，神在他99岁的时候，才把这个与神同在这件事启示给他。
Only when he became 99 years old, God revealed the matter of in God's presence to him.
希望我们不要等到99岁的时候。
Let's not wait until we are 99 years old.
我们不一定能够像亚伯拉罕一样活到99岁。
We may not be like Abraham to live until the age of 99.
在他99岁的时候，神就对他说：“我是全能的神。”
When he was 99, God said to him, "I am God Almighty."
他说：“你要在我的面前来做一个完全人。”
In my presence and be blameless.
弟兄姊妹，我们都盼望在神的面前。讨他的喜悦。
But sisters, we all desire to be pleasing to the Lord in His presence.
但是我们也常常发现，我们自己非常的软弱。
But we also find that we are often weak.
因此我们有失败的时候。
Often we fail.
失败的时候就让我们里面有灰心。
When we fail, we become discouraged.
我们认为我做不到。
We think we cannot do it.
我能够明白。
I can understand.
但是我却做不到。
But I can't do it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers, sisters.
我们这个人是做不到。
It's true that we cannot do it.
我们怎么能够能做完全人？
How can we be blameless?
只能够在神的同在的当中。
But only in God's presence.
我们若不活在神的同在当中，
If we do not live in His presence,
我们是不可能做完全人。
It is not possible to be blameless.
什么时候离开神的同在？
Whenever we leave His presence,
我们就是软弱的。
Then we become weak.
这件事情在亚伯兰99岁的时候神向他启示。
This is something that was revealed to Abraham at his, at 99 years old.
也就是在这一件事情发生以后。
And it's also after this matter.
在创世纪17章以后。
After chapter 17 in Genesis.
我们才看见亚伯兰替人祝福。
We can see Abraham blessing other people.
你看他从前他没有办法替人祝福。
You see, before that, he cannot bless others.
他虽然在神面前是一个因信称义的人。
Even though he was justified by faith.
神算他为义。
God called him righteous.
但是他没有办法替人祝福。
Yet he cannot become a blessing to others.
因为他还不是神的一个器皿。
For he is not a vessel for God yet.
但是在17章以后。
But after chapter 17.
神把这个同在神的同在的这个启示给他了。
God had revealed the presence of God to him.
他知道要在神的同在的当中才能够做一个完全人。
He knows that only in God's presence he can be blameless.
我们看见这个亚伯拉罕就开始为人祝福。
Then we see Abraham becoming a blessing to others.
这不是表示亚伯拉罕从此就不软弱。
This does not mean that Abraham from this point on will no longer be weak.
亚伯拉罕仍然有软弱的时候。
He still had moments of weakness.
但是他是一个器皿。
Yet he is still a vessel.
在亚比米勒那个面前呢，他也软弱。
In Abimelech, he was before Abimelech, he was also weak.
但是神能够在那个时候仍然说他是我的先知。
Yet the Lord can still call him my prophet.
他是我的器皿。
He is my vessel.
然后亚伯拉罕就为亚比米勒祝福。
Then Abraham can bless Abimelech.
你看，亚伯拉罕成为神的一个器皿。
You can see how Abraham had become a vessel for God.
因此，我们如果有心要来侍奉神
，Therefore, if we have a desire to serve the Lord,
我们就知道需要活在神同在的当中。
Then we know we need to live in the presence of God.
如果不活在神同在的里面
，If we do not live in the presence of God,
我们就不能够替别人祝福。
Then we cannot become a blessing for others.
如果我们不能把祝福带给别人
，If we cannot bring blessings to others,
那我们的侍奉又有什么价值呢
？Then what's the value of our service?
我们侍奉神的一个目的。
The purpose of us serving the Lord
是盼望神的恩典和祝福能够临到被我们服侍的人
is to bring God's love and God's grace to those who we serve.
因此我们需要知道那个同在与神同在和侍奉那个密切的关系。
Therefore, we need to know the intimate relationship between God's service and God's presence.
早晨我们要用三处的经节
This morning, we'll use three verses.
来讲到为什么神的同在是如此的重要。
To talk about the importance of God's presence.
头一处在出埃及记第25章。
The first part is in Exodus.
第30节。
Chapter 25, verse 30.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
第25章。
Chapter 25.
第30节。
Verse 30.
好，我们一起来读哈。
Let's read together.
Put
the bread of the presence on this table to be before me at all times.
在圣殿的里面。
In the temple.
在圣所的当中有一个桌子。
In the holy of holy, there's a table.
这个桌子上面 摆的十二块的饼。
Upon this table, there are 12 pieces of bread.
每一块就代表以色列的一个支派。
Each bread represents one tribe in Israel.
每次到了安息日的时候。
On the Sabbath.
那祭司就要把那个旧的那十二块饼拿下去。
The priest will replace the old bread.
然后要摆上十二块刚做好的那个饼。
And he will put on 12 new, newly made bread.
然后这十二块饼在圣所里面就摆那样的七日。
And for 7 days, this bread will be present.
然后到下一个安息日的时候，又再摆上另外十二块刚做好的那个新的饼。
Then again, the next Sabbath, it will be replaced.
每一周都是这样。
Every week, it's the same.
因此在神面前，那个陈设饼是永远都是新鲜的。
Therefore, the showbread before the Lord is always fresh.
这个饼哦。
This bread.
在这里就代表神的同在。
Represent God's presence.
在原文里面那个陈设这两个字。
In the original text.
就是同在的意思。
It is the bread of the presence.
所以很多英文的翻译呢，把这个陈设饼就翻成同在的饼。
Therefore, in English translation, it says bread of the presence.
那为什么要用饼哈来代表神的同在呢？
Why do we use the bread to represent God's presence?
那这对我们来讲，我们不太能够理解哈。
We may not be able to understand this fully.
那这饼是让人吃饱的。
Bread is to feed a person.
那为什么饼呢要代表神的同在呢？
So how can the bread represent God's presence?
因为这个饼就代表我们属灵里面一切的供应。
For this bread represents the supply for our spiritual needs.
神的同在
God's presence
就是我们属灵里面的那个饼。
It's a supply to our spirit.
没有神的同在
Without God's presence
我们灵里面就会饥饿。
We will be hungry in our spirit.
如果有神的同在
If we have his presence,
我们灵里面就会饱足。
Then our spirit can be fulfilled.
所以那个饼呢，让我们肉身可以吃饱。
So this bread may feed our physical body.
而神的同在，让我们灵里面可以得到饱足。
But it's God's presence that satisfies our spiritual needs.
所以这个饼叫同在的饼。
Therefore, this is the bread of the presence.
今天我们欢欢喜喜聚集在主的面前。
Today with joy we gather before the Lord.
为什么我们这样欢欢喜喜呢？
How can we have such a joy?
我们这里没有一个很好看的建筑啊。
We don't have a beautiful building here.
有的建筑是非常的宏伟。
Some of the buildings are truly beautiful.
当你进去的时候有一个肃然起敬的感觉。
When you enter them, you have a sense of reverence.
今天我们这里没有那样的一个建筑。
Today we don't have such a building.
我们的这个建筑是个非常普通的一个建筑。
Our building is an ordinary one.
今天我们这里也没有很好的装饰。
Nor do we have beautiful decoration.
没有彩色的那个玻璃。
We don't have color glasses.
我们这里也没有很好的音乐。
Nor do we have beautiful music.
我们都是自己在唱的。
We sing it ourselves.
我们没有一个特别的好的那个唱诗班为我们唱音乐的。
We don't have a choir singing for us.
为什么我们里面这样欢欢喜喜？
Yet how can we be so happy with it?
因为我们来到这里不是为着那些。
For those are not the reason that we come.
因为我们觉得在这里主在我们当中。
When we come here, we feel the presence of the Lord with us.
只要有主的同在。
When we have His presence.
不管在什么地方。
No matter where we are.
不管是什么时间。
No matter what time it is.
我们里面都有一个饱足。
We have such a contentment in our heart.
因为神的同在就是那个饼。
For God's presence is that bread.
当我们在聚会里面如果有神同在的时候
In our meeting, if God's presence is with us
很可能我们来的时候我们是软弱的
Even though when we come, we may be weak
但是我们走的时候我们里面有信心
But by the time we leave, we have such a faith
你吃了那个属灵的饼、啊、
We eat of that spiritual bread
也许你来的时候里面有一点愁苦的
Maybe when you come, you are a little bit worried inside
但是你离开的时候呢你里面有安息了
But by the time you leave, you have peace
为什么？因为你吃了那个属灵的饼啊。
Why is that the case? Because you taste the spiritual bread.
也许你来的时候有一些捆绑。
Perhaps when you come with some bondage.
但是你回去的时候，你觉得得到释放了。
But when you leave with liberty.
为什么呢？因为你吃了那个属灵的饼。
Why is that the case? Because you taste that spiritual bread.
弟兄姊妹，若是神不与我们同在。
But sister, if God is not with us.
我们的聚会就枉然了。
Our meeting is in vain.
因此，神的同在对侍奉的人来讲是多么的重要。
Therefore, how important is God's presence to those who want to serve Him?
我记得有一次。
There was one time.
有一次我在讲信息的时候。
One time when I was sharing.
我就看到有一个姊妹坐在最后 最后一排。
And I saw a sister who was sitting in the back row.
相当的远。
She was far away.
后来我在讲的时候
，As I was preaching，
哎，我就看到那个姊妹的这个眼睛里面呢，流了两行的泪水。
And I saw two tears coming down on her face.
我不晓得为什么我看得见。
I don't know how I can see so far away.
我也不知道为什么那么远我看得见。
I don't know, you know, she's so far away. I don't know how I can see.
那天就是看得非常非常的清楚。
But that day was very clear to me.
两行的泪珠从眼睛这样流下来。
Two streams of tear coming down from her eyes.
我想神的同在临到她了。
I think God's presence had come upon her.
神的同在临到我们像春雨像秋雨一样。
When God's presence come upon us, it's like the rain of the springtime.
我们人的心都是刚硬的。
Our heart is hardened.
不管你说什么
No matter what we say,
我就是这样
We're always like that.
这叫刚硬
That's hardened.
不管你怎么说
No matter what you say,
我呢就是不信
I will not believe.
我已经决定不信了
I have decided I will not believe.
我来以前就决定不信了
Before I come, I have decided I will not believe.
你还没有说以前，我已经决定不信了
Before you say anything, I have already decided.
这叫刚硬
That's how hard our hearts are.
不要紧的
It's okay.
当神的同在临到一个人的时候
When God's presence come upon the person
就像那个春雨那个秋雨下下来
It's like the rain in the springtime
人的心就无法刚硬
That our heart can no longer be hardened
这叫神的同在
That's God's presence
无法刚硬
We cannot be hardened anymore
因此我们侍奉神的人必须要认识神的同在
Therefore when we serve the Lord we need to know His presence
因为我们深深的知道
Because we deeply know
只有耶稣能够乐我们的心灵
Only Jesus can thrill our soul
就像我们刚才唱的那首诗歌一样
Like the hymn said
只有耶稣能够乐我们的心灵
Only Jesus can thrill our soul
乃是借着他神圣的同在
Only by his holy presence
如果神不与我们同在
If he is not with us
我们的心灵就不能够得到满足
Then our heart cannot be satisfied
我们灵里面就会有饥饿
There will be a hunger in our spirit
弟兄姊妹你知不知道
Brothers and sisters do you know
今天在美国
That today in the United States,
有多少的人需要吃抗忧郁的药
How many people need to take antidepressants?
1,750,000人 17.5 million 1,750,000活在美国的人他们要吃抗忧郁症的药
17.5 million the people in the United States take antidepressants
有多少人呢
How many people?
这是全休斯顿人加起来的四倍。
This is four times of all the people who live in Houston.
休斯顿是美国第四个大城市。
And Houston is the fourth largest city in the United States.
把休斯顿所有的人加起来乘上四倍。
You take all those people in Houston, you multiply by four.
这是在今天在美国需要吃抗忧郁症的药的人。
That's an amount of people in the United States who take antidepressants.
为什么我们今天活在这个人间的天堂呢？
What is that? Today we live in such a nice place.
但是却需要吃抗忧郁症的药呢。
Yet we take antidepressants.
因为人的心灵饥饿。
For our heart is still hungry.
我们肉体饱足，心灵却是饥饿。
Our physical bodies are satisfied, but our spirit is in hunger.
这个饥饿不是世上的东西所能够满足的。
This hunger cannot be satisfied by things of this world.
这个饥饿只有神的同在才能够满足我们。
This hunger can only be satisfied by God's presence.
当我们在神的同在的当中
，In God's presence,
我们里面就满足了。
Our heart will be satisfied.
我们里面就有一个真实的喜乐。
Our heart will have a true joy.
这是我们从来没有经历过的喜乐。
It's a joy that we had never experienced before.
大卫说这是那个满足的喜乐。
David said this is a satisfying joy.
我最近有一天我开车的时候
the other day I was driving.
我就非常非常的喜乐。
I had such a joy.
啊，为什么我这么喜乐呢
？Why was I so happy?
我就看到我那个里程表，我车的里程表。
I was looking at the odometer in the car.
我发现我的那个车子啊，开了176,000 miles.
I saw that my car, had driven my car 170 miles.
对不起，167,000 miles.
167,000 miles.
为什么我记得这么清楚呢
？Why did I remember that so clearly?
因为我想起来一件事。
Because I remember one thing.
我想起来我上一部车子。
I remember that my last car.
就是开到167,000 miles 的时候我卖掉的。
It was, I sold it when it was at 167,000 miles.
那是我在1981年我买的第一部车子。
That was the first car I bought in 1981.
我第一次在美国上班做事情哈，用自己的薪水买了一个新车子。
With my very own salary, that was the first car I bought.
我非常的高兴。
I was really happy about it.
我记得那时候我每个礼拜我都要洗车子。
I remember that I washed my car every single week.
现在我都是靠上帝替我洗车子。
Nowadays, I rely on God to wash my car for me.
我那部车开了十年。
That car I drove for 10 years.
到1991年的时候，我把它卖掉了。
In 1991, I sold it.
那个时候呢，是167,000英里。
And that was 167,000 miles.
所以呢，在1991年，我就买了我现在这部车子。
So in 91, I bought my car, my present car.
所以到现在13年了哈。
And it has been 13 years.
所以我现在一看呢，又是167,000。
I see again, it's 167,000 miles.
所以我里面呢，就突然之间呢，非常的喜乐。
And all of a sudden, I was happy.
为什么喜乐呢？
Why was I happy?
开旧车有什么好喜乐的呢？
Why is it so joyful to drive an old car?
啊，我想到这23年里面啊，神给我的带领。
I think about the 23 years and how God had led me in this 23 years.
我想到23年里面神的供应。
I think about the supply God had for me for 23
years. 我想到23年里面我都没有缺乏。
I think how in 23 years I never lacked.
我就想到摩西的话。
I think what Moses said.
那摩西说什么呢？
What did Moses say?
他说在40年里面呢，衣服没有穿破。
He said in 40 years your clothes are not worn out.
神祝福我们人呢，有很多很的方式的。
God had many ways to bless us.
祝福有些人呢，他给他很多很多衣服。
For some, he gave many, many clothes.
他穿都穿不完。
That she cannot finish wearing them.
应当感谢神。
We thank the Lord for that.
这是神的恩典。
It's God's blessing.
但是呢，神还有另外一种祝福。
But there's a different kind of blessing.
就是给你一件衣服，永远穿不坏。
And that is, he will give you one clothes, and that will never break. That will never be worn out.
这也是神的恩典。
That's also God's blessing.
所以不管神给你好多衣服也好。
So regardless whether he give you many clothes,
或者神只给你一件衣服
or just one,
我们都可以感恩的。
We can all thank the Lord.
这就是神的伟大。
It's how great our God is.
所以我们今天早上说神啊，你真伟大。
So this morning we say, God, you are great.
这就是神伟大的地方啊。
This is how he is almighty.
你就是只有一件衣服。
Even if you just have one,
你也可以欢欢喜喜的感恩啊。
You can also praise him with joy.
你有很多很多的衣服。
If you have many,
你也可以欢欢喜喜的感恩啊。
You can also praise him with joy.
我们的脚没有肿的。
That your feet did not swell.
有的人主恩待他。
Some people are blessed by the Lord.
一生不用走路。
That he didn't have to walk for the for all his life. We praise the Lord.
但有些人呢，主让我们走很多的路啊。
But for some, God has caused us to walk many miles.
我们也要感谢主。
We also need to praise him.
因为脚没有肿。
For our feet did not swell.
我个人来讲。
In my own experience.
我宁可主给我一件衣服。
I'd rather the Lord just give me one cloth.
那个衣服穿不坏。
That clothes that cannot be worn out.
我宁可能够有很多路要走。
I'd rather walk many miles.
但是脚不肿。
But my feet will not swell.
因为如果我走很多路脚不肿，每一天晚上我都要感谢主的。
For if I walk many miles and my feet will never swell.
每一天晚上我都要赞美神。
Every night I'll praise the Lord.
因为如果不是神的恩典，我就不能走第二天的路了。
For it's not by the Lord's grace, I cannot walk the miles allowed to me the second day.
所以我那天非常的喜乐。
And that day I was filled with joy.
这些年主这样的看顾。
Over the so many years, the Lord watched over me.
现在呢，到今天呢，已经168了。
And even until today, it's 168 miles.
还是可以开的。
168,000 miles. And it's still running.
而且我儿子老是问我。
And my son always asks me.
我儿子16岁了。
My son is 16 years old.
他说爸爸什么时候你这个车给我？
He said, Dad, when are you going to pass on this car to me?
他说你这个车很好的。
He said, this is a good car.
他说你这个车比我去那个去学开车的那个教练场那个车哦，好很多的。
He said this car is a lot better than the one I practiced on in the driver's ed.
他说在那边那个车啊，那个车就两三年的车子哦。
He said the car from the driver is only 2-3 years old.
好，那个车还没有你这个车好。
And that car is not even as good as yours.
他说你什么时候换新车的时候，这个车就给我。
He said whenever you're going to change to a new car, give me this one.
哎，所以这个车已经有人在等候了。
So already I have a buyer for this car.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，神的同在，让我里面有一个满足的喜乐。
God's grace will, God's presence will enable us to have a joy.
不论是丰富也好
，no matter in abundance,
或贫穷也好
，or in poor,
或者是有余也好
in abundance,
或者是缺乏也好,
in surplus, or in need,
都能有满足的喜乐,
we can all be satisfied.
这叫做神的同在。
This is God's presence.
我们侍奉神的人需要认识神的同在。
Those who want to serve the Lord need to know His presence.
弟兄姊妹，一个满足的人就是一个富足的人。
A person who is content is a rich person.
一个不满足的人就是一个贫穷的人。
A person who is in need is always poor.
在基督的同在的里面，
in the presence of the Lord,
这个陈设饼就满足了我们的心灵。
This bread of the presence satisfies our heart.
我们就有一个满足的喜乐。
Then we have a satisfying joy.
这地上的事就不太重要了。
And the things of this world will not be as important.
这是第一处的圣经。
And this is the first chapter, first Bible reading.
第二处的圣经在诗篇三十一篇。
And the second part is in Psalm 31.
二十节。
Psalm 31, verse 20.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
你必把他们藏在你面前的隐秘处，免得遇见人的计谋。你必暗暗地保守他们在亭子里，免受口舌的争闹。我们主要就是看前面那一句。
We'll focus on the first part of this verse.
他说：“你把我们藏在你面前的隐秘处。”
It says, "In the shelter of your presence, you hide them."
这就告诉我们说，神的同在是我们的一个隐秘处。
This tells us that God's presence is our shelter.
那为什么神的同在是我们的隐秘处呢？
How can God's presence be our shelter?
我们要知道，在神的面前原来是可畏的。
We need to know that before God's presence,
今天
we need to be fearful.
我们不太认识这件事。
Today we do not know this clearly.
神的面前是可畏的。
We need to be fearful before God.
诗篇里面有一句话说，他说唯独你是可畏的。
In the psalm it says, only you are to be feared.
你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？
Who can stand before you when you are angry?
当神要向摩西显现的时候，
Before God was to reveal himself to Moses,
神告诉以色列的百姓，你们不可以上西乃山。
He told the people of Israel, do not put your foot on Mount Sinai.
你们如果上西乃山，恐怕就被击杀了。
If you do, you might be struck down.
所以以色列人不能靠近神。
Therefore, the people of Israel cannot be close to God.
因为神的面前是可畏的。
For it is to be feared to be before the presence of the Lord.
如果我们要侍奉神的话，
If you want to serve the Lord,
必须要认识这件事。
We need to know this matter.
神的面前是可畏的。
That we need to be fearful before God.
为什么人到神面前是一件可畏的事呢？
Why is that we need to be fearful to come before the presence of God?
因为我们人啊，就像荆棘一样。
For we are like thorns.
而神呢是烈火。
And God is fire.
荆棘有什么办法能够到烈火的面前？
How can thorns stand before the fire?
荆棘到了烈火面前就被烧尽了。
When thorns come before the fire, it is consumed.
如果我们这个人带着我们这样的一个光景要真的到神面前的话，
If with our very own condition we come before the Lord,
就好像那个荆棘到了烈火的面前，
is to bring our thorns before fire.
人不过是尘土。
We are no more than dust.
神好像那个旋风一样。
And God is like the wind.
尘土怎么能够接近那个旋风呢？
How can dust come before the storm?
那个尘土到了旋风当中呢？那个尘土，
whirlwind.
那个尘土就消散了。
When the dust come before the whirlwind, the dust are blown away.
所以今天我们这个像荆棘和尘土一般的人，怎么样能够到神面前来呢？
Today, people like us, we are thorns and dust. How can we become before the Lord?
所以圣经说我们需要一个隐秘处。
And therefore, the Bible tells us we need a shelter.
我们那有罪的人怎么能够到神面前呢？
We are with sins. How can we come before God?
需要有一个遮盖。
We need to be covered.
需要有一个保护。
We need to be protected.
而这个遮盖和这个保护就是耶稣基督啊。
And this coverage, this protection is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就成为我们的遮盖。
our Jesus becomes our coverage.
好像是一件衣服。
Just like a cloth.
当我们穿戴这个衣服的时候。
When we wear him.
我们就能够来到神的面前。
We can come before the presence of the Lord.
那个荆棘就不怕那个火了。
Then the thorn is not afraid of fire.
对，尘土也不怕这个旋风了。
Then the dust is not afraid of the whirlwind.
因为有神的同在，成为我们的隐秘处。
For God's presence has become our shelter.
因此我们在所有侍奉的里面
Therefore in all of our services
我们都需要祷告
We need to pray
不管我们做什么样的事
No matter what we do
我们一定需要祷告
We need to pray
为什么要祷告呢
Why do we need to pray
也是把我们自己摆在这个隐秘处
As to place us under the shelter of his presence
因此我们在侍奉以前的祷告绝对不是一个形式
Therefore when we pray before we serve That's not a ritual
因为我们知道如果我们不在神的同在的里面
For we know if we are not in his presence
我们就这样去侍奉神
If we serve him as we are
就好像那个荆棘到火里面去一样
That is like the thorn coming into the fire
就好像尘土到旋风当中一样
It will be like dust coming before the whirlwind
我们需要把自己摆在基督的里面
We need to place ourselves in Jesus Christ
如果我们不这样做
If we do not do so
我们也可以侍奉
We can serve him
我们也可以到处的侍奉
We can serve him everywhere
但是我们所侍奉的那个结果
But the result of our service
不过是荆棘不过是禾秸就是
Will only be thorns and thistles
因为凡是在主面前有心要侍奉的人
So whoever has a desire to serve before the Lord
需要知道所有的侍奉都需要在隐秘处
needs to know that all service needs to be in the shelter of his presence
这个叫做隐秘的地方
This is a shelter
因为很多服侍主的人都忽略了
For many, many God's servants had neglected this shelter
知道的人也不多
Not many people know of this place
很多人靠着自己的能力恩赐在侍奉
Many people serve the Lord by their own strength and their own gifts.
这样的侍奉是一个会困倦的侍奉。
It's a service that will tire them out.
这样的侍奉是一个会疲乏的侍奉。
It's a service that will tire them out.
如果你侍奉主，你觉得困倦和疲乏。
If you feel tired when you serve the Lord.
你就没有在这个隐秘处里。
Then you are not in the shelter.
礼拜晚上，马丁弟兄他做了一个见证。
Friday night, our brother Martin had a sharing.
我觉得非常的好。
And I thought it was truly good.
这个小马丁弟兄上个礼拜他到那个 South Padre Island 去了。
Last week, Martin went to South Padre Island.
上个礼拜是这个春假哈。
Last week was spring break.
马丁弟兄不是去度假的。
Martin didn't go there for vacation.
虽然他是去一个度假的地方啊。
Even though he went to a vacation place.
他不是去度假。
He did not go on vacation.
他们乃是有450个基督徒到那个地方去传福音。
But with 450 Christians, he went there to preach the gospel.
非常感谢主。
He thanked the Lord.
那你不知道有多少的大学生在那里度假。
There were so many college kids there.
但神兴起450个大学生去那个地方传福音。
But God raised 450 college students to preach the gospel.
所以他们450个人呢，分成不同的那个梯次。
So these 450 people are divided into groups.
有的人在那个海滩上传福音。
Some preach the gospel on the beach.
有的人开那个车子来接送那些大学生。
Some are become chauffeur drivers for the other college students.
有的人就在里面呢，来不断的祷告。
And some pray continuously in the hotel.
马丁告诉我们，他们祷告好几个小时。
Martin told us that when they pray for hours.
他说啊，他不晓得为什么他能够这样做。
He said he did not know how he can do so.
我知道。
But I know.
因为神与他们同在。
It's because God's presence with them.
在神的同在里面来侍奉是不会困倦的。
In God's presence, when you serve, you do not tire out.
在神的同在里面来侍奉是不会疲乏的。
In God's presence, you do not grow tired.
多好
！How good is it?
我们实在感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我们要知道神的同在是我们的隐秘处。
So we need to know God's presence is our shelter.
我们再看第三处的圣经。
And the third verse, the third portion.
也在诗篇里面。
It's also in Psalms.
在89篇。
It's in 89.
我们读第十五节。
15.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
知道
正
本乎
Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord.
这里这个脸啊，也是那个字同在。
Up here, the Chinese translate as the face, the light of your face. It's also the light of your presence.
我们也可以这样说，耶和华啊，他们在你同在的光里面行走。
So here it says, to walk in the light of your presence.
这是以色列人的一个最标准的一个祝福人的方式。
This is the standard greeting the Israelites have for one another.
在最开始，在民数记里面，是神教导利未人的。
In the Numbers, God had taught the Levites.
那个时候神就告诉亚伦他们。
He told Aaron.
他说你们利未人啊，要这样子来祝福以色列人。
He said, when you Levites are to bless the people of Israelites, this is what you should say.
让神的眼光来照你们。
He said, the Lord make his face shine upon you.
来祝福你们。
And be gracious to you.
所以这是神教导以色列的祭司来祝福以色列人的方法。
So this is how God wants the priest to bless the people of Israelites.
就是让神的脸光来照神的百姓。
Is to have his face shine upon you.
所以这样的一个话呢，在圣经里面非常非常的多。
And therefore you will see this phrase being repeated over and over in the Bible.
特别在诗篇的里面。
Especially in Psalms.
好像说到神求你扬起脸来照我们。
Where you said, where it says, the Lord turned his face toward you.
这样的一个诗歌哈，充满在诗篇的里面。
Such a psalm you can see often in the psalms.
我们实在需要这样的一个祝福。
We truly need such a blessing.
那叫做神的同在的光。
And that is the light of His presence.
当神同在的光来照我们的时候
，When the light of His presence shines upon us,
我们就能够在这个地上一面行走，还一面欢呼。
Then we can walk on the path of this earth and yet still rejoice.
今天弟兄姊妹，你在地上行走的时候，有没有一面走一面欢呼的
？Today, when you walk on the path of this earth, are you walking and rejoicing?
有多少人每天走一面走一面欢呼
？How many of you walking and rejoicing daily?
还是走一走，哎呀，真是累啊
！Or you walk and you feel so tired?
哎呀，什么时候能够到主那里去啊
？And you said, when can I ever get to the Lord?
哎呀，这个世上充满劳苦。
This world is full of labor.
弟兄姊妹，这个诗篇八十九篇不是这样说的。
But the Psalm 89 says,
他说在神同在的光中那边走的人啊。
He said the one who walk in the light of your presence,
一面走一面欢呼啊。
They learn to acclaim you.
所以我们需要神同在的光。
So we need the light of His presence.
我们需要有这个欢呼的生活。
We need to have a life of rejoicing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不欢呼啊
，If we do not rejoice,
谁欢呼啊？
Who else would rejoice?
不认识神的人不会欢呼的。
Those who do not know the Lord, they will not rejoice.
这个石头草木不会欢呼的。
The stone, the grass, they cannot rejoice.
这个那个动物、植物都不会欢呼的。
The animals, the plants, they cannot rejoice.
那只有蒙恩的人能够欢呼。
But only those saved by grace can rejoice before the Lord.
所以你我不欢呼，谁来欢呼
？So if you and I do not rejoice, who else can rejoice before the Lord?
所以大卫就知道这一点。
And David says so.
所以有一次他就跟神祷告说。
This is how David prayed at one time.
他说主啊，你要一定要救我。
He said, Lord, please save me.
因为你不救我的话，我死了就没人欢呼了。
And he said, if you do not save me, and if I die, who else is to rejoice before you?
死人不能欢呼啊。
A dead person cannot rejoice before you.
他说你一定要救我。
Lord, save me.
因为我可以向你欢呼。
For I can rejoice before you.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上如果不会欢呼的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not rejoice before the Lord.
那我们就没有达到神拯救我们的目的啊。
Then we did not fulfill the purpose of His salvation.
那为什么我们要有这个同在的这个光呢
？So why is that we need the light of His presence?
为什么这个光能够要我们欢呼呢
？How can this light cause us to rejoice?
我想这个光啊，在我们身上有两个作用。
I think this light has two functions in our life.
我们看两处的圣经
，We'll see
让我们认识这个同在的光在我们身上有两个功用。
We'll see two verses that show us two functions of this light in our life.
一个在诗篇第四篇。
What's in Psalms 4?
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六和第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
这里讲到那个同在的光在我们身上 的一个作用。
It tells us a function of this light in our life.
我们读第六、第七节。
We'll read verse 6 and 7 in Psalm 4.
有许多人说，
Many are asking, who can show us any good?
Will
the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord?You have filled my heart with greater joy than when the grain and new wine abound.
这是神同在的光在我们身上的头一个功用。
This is the first function that the light of the Lord's presence has in our life.
让我们心里快乐胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
It says, you fill our hearts with greater joy than when the grain and new wine abound.
今天我们应当经常的充满喜乐。
Today we need to fill our hearts with greater joy.
诗篇有一句话说，
There's a verse in the Psalms.
他说你吃劳碌得来的也是神的祝福。
He said you will eat the fruit of your labor, and that's the blessing and prosperity.
我非常非常喜欢这句话。
Of the Lord, I like that verse a lot.
每天晚上当我们在家里吃晚饭的时候，
Every day when we take our dinner at my household,
我看见。我的儿女们看见我的妻子。
I see my wife, I see my children.
我们坐在一起在这里享受这个晚餐的时候。
We sit together and enjoy dinner together.
我心里都有非常大的喜乐。
My heart is filled with great joy.
一方面觉得圣经的话说你吃劳碌所得来的就是神的祝福啊。
On one hand, the Bible tells us to be able to eat the fruit of our labor is a blessing.
另外一面我就想哎呀一个人能够劳碌啊也是一个大福气。
Then again, I think the fact that we can labor is also a blessing itself.
弟兄姊妹，你今天可以劳碌啊，实在是个大恩典，你知道吗
？Brother and sister, do you know it's truly a great blessing that you can work today?
你要是不能劳碌的话
，If you cannot labor,
你很痛苦的。
You're in such a distress.
你不要说有什么大毛病。
You don't have to talk about a great physical illness.
就说你的膝盖不好，走路不舒服的时候。
Even just when your knee hurts and you cannot walk,
你就很痛苦。
You are filled with sorrow.
只要身体上任何一个小小的地方有任何一点点的毛病，我们都很痛苦啊。
Even a small spot in your body gives you trouble, you feel such a sorrow.
但是今天我们能够劳碌。
But today we can labor.
能够劳碌一天。
We can labor a whole day.
七八九个小时。
Seven, eight, nine hours.
开车去又开车回来。
We drive there, we drive back.
头脑还是清楚的。
And we're still clear-headed.
回到家里面还有安息。
And we come home, we have rest.
跟妻子儿女在一起吃饭。
Then we can sit down and eat with your family.
怎么能不感谢神呢？
How can you not thank the Lord?
应该好好的感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord.
我们能够劳碌就是一个福气啊。
It is a blessing that we can still labor.
这些福气。
This blessing.
就是叫五谷新酒的福气。
It's a blessing of new wine and grain.
我们在地上劳碌呢。主就把五谷和新酒赐给我们。
When we labor on this earth, the Lord gives us new wine and grain.
这是一种喜乐。
It's a joy.
但是我们需要神同在的光来照我们。
But we need the light of His presence to shine upon us.
让我们看见还有一个更大的喜乐。
So that we can see that there's actually a greater joy.
远远超过这个五谷新酒的喜乐。
A joy that's so much greater than the wine and the new grain.
你认不认识这个喜乐？
Do you know that joy?
还是你只知道五谷新酒的喜乐
？Or do you only know of the joy of grain and new wine？
你从来不知道还有一个更大的喜乐。
Do you know there's a greater joy？
这是什么是更大的喜乐
？What is that greater joy？
是超过那个五谷新酒的。
The joy that's greater than the new wine and grain。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
只有当神的同在的光一照到我们的时候
，Only when the light of His presence shine upon us，
我们就发现还有一个更大的喜乐。
We find that greater joy.
那个喜乐不是得五谷新酒就是了。
That joy is not just for grain and new wine.
那个喜乐乃是看见神能够借着你把祝福带给其他的人。
That joy is a joy to see that God is able to cause you to become blessings to others.
弟兄姊妹，这个喜乐远超过，远远超过那个五谷新酒的喜乐。
That joy is far greater, far surpassed the joy of new wine and grain.
为什么今天我们只重视这个地上的追求呢？
Today, why is that we seem to focus only on the pursuit of this world?
因为我们不知道还有一个更大的喜乐。
Because we don't know this greater joy.
如果一旦你尝到那个喜乐，
But once you foretaste that joy,
一旦你经历了那个喜乐，
Once you experience that greater joy,
这些就不太重要了。
Then all the others don't count as much.
所以需要神同在的光来照我们。
So we need the light of His presence to shine upon us.
这里说主啊，你的脸扬起脸来光照我们。
Here it says the Lord turned His face toward us.
你使我心里快乐。
That you cause my heart to be filled with joy.
我胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
A greater joy than the wine and new grain.
这是头一个那个同在的光带给我们的功用。
This is the first function of this light.
还有第二个，在诗篇一百一十九篇。
In Psalm 119, it talks about the second function. Verse 135.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
求你用眼光照顾人，又将你的律例教训我。哦，好多人还没有翻到。带着光，在我们这个人身上，还有第二个功用。
The light of His presence has a second function in our life.
这个功用就是来教导我们。
And that's to teach us.
为什么这个事情这么重要
？Why is this such an important matter?
因为一个侍奉神的人，要能够接受神亲自的教导。
Because a person who wants to serve the Lord needs to be teachable by the Lord.
一个侍奉神的人不能只有人的教导。
A servant of the Lord cannot only receive the teaching of man.
需要能够接受神直接的教导。
He needs to receive direct teaching from the Lord.
有一些事情。
There are certain things.
人是不能教导我们。
That cannot be taught by man.
只有神才能够教导我们。
Only God can teach us.
我举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
没有一个人。
No one.
能够自己看见自己的骄傲。
No one can see his own pride.
没有一个人。
Not one person.
能够靠着自己的力量看见自己的骄傲。
Not one person can by his own strength see his own pride.
需要神同在的光。
But he needs the light of his presence.
来照我们。
To shine upon us.
当神同在的光在我们里面的时候。
When the light of his presence is within us.
我们就看见自己的骄傲。
Then we see our own pride.
弟兄姊妹，谦卑从哪里来？
Brothers and sisters, where does our humility come from?
谦卑从看见自己的骄傲。
It comes from seeing your own pride.
如果你从来没有看见过自己的骄傲，
if you had never seen your own pride,
你就很谦卑。
Then
你就已经很谦卑。
You are already pretty humble.
那个不是真实的谦卑。
But that's not true humbleness.
你觉得你很谦卑。
You feel you are humble.
那不是真实的谦卑。
But that's not true humbleness.
当有一天神同在的光一照，
But that day when the light of His presence is upon you,
哇，你看到自己这么骄傲，
Then you can truly see your own pride.
然后你就真的谦卑。
Then that's the true humbleness.
你想到那个神让你看见你自己的光景，
When you think of how God had revealed your own condition to you,
就再骄傲不起来了。
You can no longer hold on to your pride.
这是神的光。
That's the light of God.
神的光在箴言告诉我们有生命的。
The Proverbs tells us that the light of God has a life within.
他在光照你的时候，
When He shines His light upon you,
同时就把那个生命就给你了。
At the same time, He gives you His life.
一方面让你看见你的骄傲。
On one hand, He shows you your own pride.
一方面把那个谦卑的生命就摆在你的里面。
On the other hand, He places a life of humbleness and humility into your heart.
人只能看见我们的外表。
Others can only see our exterior.
因此人不能够完完全全的来教导我们。
Therefore, man can never teach us.
因为神看我们的内心。
But God sees our heart.
因此神能够来教导我们。
Therefore, only God can teach us.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
在神的光的里面。
That in the light of His presence.
他来教导我们。
He teaches us.
只有这样接受神教导的人。
Only if we can receive such a teaching.
才能够侍奉他。
Then we can serve Him.
这是神同在。对一个侍奉主的人的重要性。
This is the importance of God's presence to those who want to serve Him.
第一处圣经告诉我们，神的同在是我们灵里面的供应。
The first part of the verse tells us that God's presence is our supply.
没有神的供应，我们又拿什么去供应别人呢？
If we do not receive supply from God, how can we supply others?
第二，神的同在是我们的隐秘处。
Secondly, God's presence is our shelter.
我们若不在神的隐秘处，又怎么能够去靠近神呢？
If you were not hidden in His shelter, how can we be drawn near to Him?
神的同在 就是我们的光。
So thirdly, God's presence is our light.
在神的光中，我们就能够丢弃这个世界上的追求。
In God's light, we can forsake things of this world.
在神的光中，我们能够接受神亲自的教导。
And in God's light, we can receive His teaching.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们怎样能够活在这样的一个实际的生活里面
？How can we live in such reality？
我们再读最后一处圣经。
We'll read one more, one last verse.
诗篇第八十篇。
Psalm 80.
第三节
Verse 3，
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
神啊，求你使我们回转，
make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved.
我们怎么样能够让这个神的光能够照在我们的身上
？How can God's light can shine upon us?
诗篇八十篇里面告诉我们
，Psalm 80 tells us，
我们要来回转
，that we need to turn back to Him.
他不但讲一次，他讲了三次。
Three times he mentioned that.
在第三节讲了一次。
In verse three.
在第七节又讲了一次。
Verse seven.
到第十九节又讲了一次。
At verse 19.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来回转。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be restored.
我们的心要向神来回转。
We need to turn our face to God.
就是我们心回转向神的时候。
As our hearts turn toward God,
神的脸就向我们发光了。
Then His face can shine upon us.
这个同在的光就临到了我们。
The light of His presence come upon us.
在那个会幕里面，那十二块饼。
In the Holy of Holies.
不是一直摆在那里的。
Those 12 bread of presence are not there forever.
到了第七天以后。
At the seventh day.
这个旧的饼就要拿走了。
The old bread will be removed.
那个新的饼就要放进来。
And the new bread will be presented.
我们在主的面前侍奉他的人也是这样。
This is the same way that we should serve him.
我们里面不能靠着那个旧的饼一直来侍奉神。
We cannot serve him by the old bread that we have.
那个饼只能有七天了。
That bread is only good for 7 days.
过了七天就要换了。
After 7 days, it needs to be replaced.
要把新的饼再拿出来。
The new bread needs to be presented.
弟兄姊妹，今天在神的恩典里面，我们甚至不需要等到七天。
Brothers and sisters, in God's grace, we don't even have to wait for 7 days.
我们常常要向神来回转。
Often we need to turn back to God.
每次你向神一回转
，When we turn to Him,
就好像那个新的饼又拿进来了。
And it looks like the new bread is being brought in.
要在那个新的饼的实际里面再来侍奉他。
That in the reality of the new bread that we serve Him.
弟兄姊妹，有没有这样的人？
Brother and sister, are there such ones among us?
你发现其实你里面的饼已经好多年了。
Some may find that the bread within you has been years old.
虽然你今天也在侍奉。
Many years old. So today, even though you serve God.
但是你不是靠那个新鲜的饼来侍奉神。
But you do not serve Him by the fresh bread.
是以前的饼。
But the old bread.
是已经硬掉了饼。
A bread that was hardened.
已经不是那么活泼的那个饼。
A bread that's not alive anymore.
我们要向神回转。
We need to turn back to God.
我们要说主。
When you say Lord.
我愿意在你的面前来悔改。
We need to repent before you.
我需要在你的同在的光中来侍奉你。
That in the light of your presence, I want to serve you.
当我们这样一回转的时候。
When we turn back to Him.
圣灵就把那个新的那个饼摆在我们的心里面。
Then the Lord put this new bread in our spirit.
那个饼是刚做好的。
This bread is freshly made.
那个饼是新鲜的。
This bread is fresh.
那个饼是松的。
This bread is soft.
那个饼呢是有香味的。
This bread is fragrant.
那个饼能够让人得到满足的。
This bread can satisfy others.
当雅各那一天在那个皮努以勒，他回转向神。
That day at Peniel, when Jacob turned back to God.
我们就看见。神就像日头一样出现在他的生活里面。
Then we see that God just like a sun rising in his life.
为什么今天我们行走的时候没有欢呼呢
？Today when we walk, why is that we are not rejoicing?
因为我们没有看见那个日头。
Because we're not seeing the sun.
没有看见那公义的太阳。
We not see the sun of righteousness.
如果你看见那个公义的太阳出现
，If we see the sun showing its face,
你一定要欢呼。
Then you will rejoice.
你不欢呼也不行。
You cannot help but to rejoice.
但愿主今天 再告诉我们。
This morning may He speak to us again.
再来鼓励我们。
May He encourage us again.
让我们里面再一次被他来更新。
That one more time we're renewed by Him.
我们要常常这样行。
Often we'll do so.
我们甚至要每天这样行。
Every day we'll do so.
在主的面前把自己再奉献给他。
That before the Lord we offer ourselves once more.
这十二块饼就代表以色列的十二个支派。
This 12 bread represents 12 tribes of Israel.
这十二个支派在神的面前。
That these 12 tribes stand before God.
把自己奉献给神。
Offer themselves to God.
这是让神的心里面最满意的一件事。
This is something that's satisfying to God's heart.
当神的心满足的时候。
When God's heart is satisfied.
我们人的心也满足。
Then men's hearts are also satisfied.
我们感谢主的恩典。
We thank the Lord's grace.
在这样的一个日子里面，许多弟兄姊妹都有心来侍奉他。
In such a day, many brothers and sisters want to serve Him.
那我们既然有心来侍奉神
，If we desire to do so,
就让我们认识他同在的光。
Then we need to know the light of His presence.
好，让神在我们的里面天天来光照我们。
So that He can shine His light upon us every single day.
但愿我们成为一般这样跟随主的人。
When we become a people that follow Him,
我们一方面行走
on one hand we walk,
我们一方面欢呼
at the meantime we rejoice.
何等荣耀
How glorious!
感谢赞美主
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你
Lord, how we thank you and praise you.
你就是那个光
You are the light.
你就是那个日头
Lord, you are the sun.
你也是那个公义的太阳
And you are the righteousness
但愿早晨你再借着圣灵把光照在我们每一个人的里面
This morning through the Spirit may you shine your light upon us
让我们每一个人都向你回转
So that each one of us will turn back to you
主我们每一个人都要回转
Every one of us will be restored
没有一个人不需要回转
There's no one of us that do not need to be restored
当我们在回转的时候
As we turn to you
圣灵把那个新鲜的同在在倾倒在我们的当中。
May your spirit pour out your presence upon us.
主，让我们心里面快乐。
Lord, cause us to rejoice.
胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
A joy that's greater than new wine and grain.
你实在是爱我们。
Lord, indeed you love us.
你也实在是伟大的神。
And indeed you are God Almighty.
你能够做这样奇妙的事在我们个人的心中。
You can do such a wondrous work in our life.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，When we are first saved，
主就有您的生命在我们的里面。
At that moment, we receive your life within us.
主啊，我们就住在那至高者的隐蔽处。
Lord, we dwell in the shelter of the holy.
主，我们必住在全能者的荫下。
Lord, we dwell underneath the wings of the Almighty.
在我们真是跟随您往前的时候
，Lord, as we follow you and walk forward，
有您与我们同在。
Lord, your presence is always before us.
您的杖、您的竿都安慰我们。
Lord, your staff and rod comfort us.
您用时时的用您的爱来呼召我们转向您。
You call us with your love and call us to turn to you.
主啊，我们愿意回转向着您。
Lord, we want to turn back to you.
愿您的面光来光照我们。
May the light of your face shine upon us.
您照出我们里面的光景。
Lord, you reveal to us our own very condition.
除去我们一切的悲情下品。
Lord, take away our earthly dross.
让我们能够更像您。
So that we can be more like you.
主，我们谢谢您早晨您赐给我们这样的话语。
Lord, thank you for the words you have given us this morning.
也谢谢您与我们的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
我们把感谢、赞美和荣耀都归给您。
We give praise and worship and honor to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have two announcements.
第一个事情呢是可能弟兄姊妹都拿到了这个服事心愿的问卷。
Many of you have received the survey, the ministry survey.
如果您今天已经填好了带回来，请放在这奉献箱里面。
If you have filled it out and you can put it in the offering box.
如果您还没有来得及，请尽快的能够填好放在奉献箱里面。
Or you can fill it out today and put it in the offering box.
还有一件事情呢，是关于我们今年的夏令会的事情。
The second announcement concerns the summer conference this year.
我们好不好请同音弟兄
？We'll ask Brother Roy come and talk to us about it. This year, the summer conference is from June 3rd to June 6th.
所以请弟兄姐妹先预备这个时间，能够先请假或者把这时间空出来。
Please prepare your time.
今年来与我们交通的弟兄是从孙国铎弟兄，从西雅图来的孙弟兄和从印第安纳来的Devon Franke。
This year, Garvin Son and Devon Franke brothers are coming to share with us.
另外，我们去年在与我们同在一起的丁荣师弟兄也是在会跟我们一起来交通。
And Brother Dean, who was with us last year, will also be with us this year.
这两个弟兄，两个说中文的弟兄，弟兄姐妹大家都很熟。那个 Devon 弟兄，他又写过编过一些书，我们图书室里面也有。
You're probably familiar with the two Chinese-speaking brothers and Brother Franke. We have some of his books in our book room.
都是很鼓励人的。那希望弟兄姐妹能够拿到一家拿一份，然后填好报名表以后交回来给我。
For the registration form, you just need one per family.
这个报名截止日期是在五月初，所以在5月9号。所以希望弟兄姐妹在祷告以后能够尽快的把这个。报名表交回来。
The deadline of the registration form is May 9th, and please bring it back to Brother Roy.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我们愿意用下面的时间欢迎。